Yeah, without it's, you know, we've got a new group. We got one starter from last year. It's a new team. We need time on the court to build relationships on the court and to, you know, go in with only two games under our belt. It's really much underdone. And to get these two games in Brisbane is priceless for us. Just the group and our rhythm together, our getting into sync with each other. So, yeah, it's priceless. Well, it's a long pre-season. It's just not the games. We try to get seven pre-season games. And, you know, it's just you don't know where you are because you don't know what other teams are doing or where you're sitting at the moment. And so there's a lot of unknown at the moment.
When do you anticipate finalising your roster?
Yeah, well, good. There's a couple of unanswered questions still. But, look, we're really happy with where we are at the moment with our development players. We've got a really strong with Luke Travers and Corey Cheville, so, you know, and Taylor Britt, and we've got Alex Ferguson. So we've got a really good mixture of guards, wings, and bigs, so we can just substitute those while we're kind of in that waiting pattern. Yeah, I think that was, you know, you're coming back to WA to play in the State League. So, you know, Tommy's won three championships with us, so, you know, there's also a lot of links everywhere. Is Greg Hyer coming out of retirement? I don't know. Could be a story. No, I'm not confirming or denying anything. Big politician.
Who's captain?
Yeah, that's part of getting away too, is building the chemistry within the group to get away from everything. And we'll sit down as a group and the players will vote on that. Typically, we've done it earlier because we've travelled earlier. This is our first road trip this season. So as soon as we get the guys and we'll go through our team values and culture and behaviours, and they'll vote on the captain then.
So these games in Brisbane will be crucial deciding who's the captain?
Yeah, well, just the time away together. You know, we'd like to get away and build that up. Normally we go away for 10 days in the Blitz and get a few more extra games in, and we have time to do that. Unfortunately, we just haven't had that time with our travel restrictions. Now, the players will vote and we'll calculate it, and then we'll get the board to approve it, and then hopefully next week we'll announce it for you. Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's normally that we have a voting system from the players only, and obviously the coaching staff tick off on that, and then the board endorse it. So you know, there's a lot of things that we've been doing well for many years, so this is like a new group. We have five new players, so we have to see what works for this group and what they want to believe in and what they stand for every time they step across the court. And this time away would be really crucial for building that. Yeah, look, I don't know. I really left it open with, you know, Jesse's obviously been here, Bryce is coming through, Mitch Norton's been here. So there's a lot of candidates for it, but the players will decide who they want to represent them, and we'll go from there. Yeah, all I know is definitely the 15th is going to be a game, and the 15th and the 17th is scheduled. I don't know who our opposition will be at the moment. Obviously, with the restrictions for New South Wales and Victoria, it kind of puts the Kings out of the loop. So I just wait for the league to tell us who our opponent is. But we're preparing for the 15th of January. Yeah, it's probably harder for the coaching staff to do a scout. The players are just getting ready to play. So our 15th, our eyes are on the 15th of January. That hasn't changed since it was first announced. And we continue to keep our eyes on the 15th of January.
Are you hoping to start with a home game?
Yeah, I think we will. I think that 15th game, 15th of January, is locked in to be a home game. We want to unveil the banner from last year, and hopefully we can get a big crowd, or how many we're allowed to unveil the banner in front of, and start our season off. Yeah, we just want to play. You know, we normally start 3 months earlier, and guys have been training. They're competing on a daily basis, but they want to compete for the real thing. And to get professional athletes not competing, you get grumpy guys. So they're a little bit grumpy and they want to get out and play. Yeah, well, we'll be straight very close to the airport. If we have to rush to get the airport to get home, we will. But look, it's going to happen and throughout the course of the season. This is not going to be an isolated case where we're travelling and something might happen in other states. So yeah, we're doing everything with the protocols the NBL have placed in front of us, even though that we're free here a little bit more in WA than other eastern states. But we'll do everything we can to stay safe and to protect the players, number one. Yeah, no, I'm not privileged to that. That was February the 20th, so we have a little bit of time to see if that goes ahead with there. Maybe we might have to go there early and play and maybe quarantine on the way back. I'm not sure what's going to happen there, but we'll have the powers to be decide that.
Does it feel weird, you know, during pre-season where
Yeah, it really does. It's uncharted waters for us. We just got to focus on what we can control. There's a lot of things that move daily, if not hourly. All we can do is control, make sure we're in great shape, build our chemistry on the court, believe in the values and follow that up with actions on the court. And you know, we can do that. We can play anywhere in Australia or New Zealand. Yeah, we've had three different opponents so far. You know, we've had, most of the teams were playing in New Zealand. Then we talked about going to Hobart to play in New Zealand. And now, late, you know, 3 days ago, now we're going to Brisbane. So that's the world we're living in the moment. But, yeah, we just got to control what we can control. Yeah, he's just started back on court this week. So hopefully he'll get the okay to play some minutes. We're looking, we've got a squad of 12 going across. So we really want to work on different combinations as well. So we might have one quarter, a whole different combination plays and go from there. Yeah, Todd's full training. He's back, full health, yes. Yeah. Well, it must be a normal game. Hopefully that we might see if there's any foul trouble. Maybe I'll talk to Andre to see if we can push it to 7 fouls, just so we get some minutes on both teams. And we want to come out of this and get ready for the 15th. So our eyes are on that. And if we can get some good 20, 25 minutes into our starters and produce some minutes off the bench for our role players, that'll be a bonus. Good. All right. Thanks, guys.